Of all the political power, Magadha was the most powerful and prosperous kingdom in North India from the 6th century BCE to 4th century BCE. The founders of the kingdom were Jarasandh and Brihadrath. However, its real founders were Bimbisar and Ajatashatru. Rajgriha was the capital of the kingdom. During the reign, richness and prosperity of the kingdom reached its zenith. Haryanka dynasty. Bimbisar consolidated his power and influence by matrimonial alliances. His principal queen Kaushal Devi was the sister of Prasenajit of Kosal. The second queen was Chelna, the daughter of the famous Lichavi chief Chetak of Vaishali. Hema, daughter of Madra of Punjab, was his third queen. His Kosalan wife brought Kasi as a dowry gift. However, he undertook several military expeditions and added fresh territories to his empire. He defeated Brahmadatt, the ruler of Ang, and annexed the latter's kingdom. He maintained a friendly relationship with Pradyot of Avanti. He sent his personal physician Jivak to cure Pradyot, who was suffering from jaundice. Nothing definite can be resolved whether he was a follower of Jainism or Buddhism. However, both religions claim him as their supporter and devotee. He died a tragic death. From one source, it is learned that he was starved to death by his son Ajatashatru. The other source reveals that due to the acrimonious relationship with his son, he consumed poison and killed himself. Ajatashatru embarked upon a policy of conquest. He declared war against his maternal uncle Prasenjit of Kosal. His success against a powerful confederacy of 36 kingdoms and republican states under the leadership of Lichavis of Vaishali is indeed remarkable. The conflict continued for about 15 years and finally he succeeded in subduing the opponents including the Lichavis. It is not clearly known whether he was a follower of either Jainism or Buddhism. It is generally believed that in the beginning he was the follower of Jainism, but subsequently he changed his mind and embraced Buddhism. It is said that he interviewed Lord Buddha and confessed killing his father Bimbisar. In fact, his meeting with Gautam Buddha is indicated in one of the sculptures of Bharut. According to the Jain and Buddhist texts, several successors of Ajatashatru ruled Magadha for about 166 years. Unfortunately, most of them were non-entities. However, among them, we come to know about one ruler named Udayan. He is said to have shifted the capital to Pataliputra. His reign is important because he built the fort upon the confluence of the rivers Ganga and Son at Pataliputra. This was done because Patna lay in the center of the Magadha kingdom, which now extended from the Himalayas in the north to the hills of the Chota Nagpur in the south. He was killed at the behest of Palak, the king of Avanti, and was succeeded by three kings, Anirudh, Manda and Nagdasak. Shishunag dynasty. According to Sri Lankan chronicles, the people of Magadha revolted during the reign of Nagdasak and placed an amatya, that is minister, named Shishunag as the king. Shishunag dynasty lasted from 413 BCE to 345 BCE. Shishunag was the viceroy of Kasi before becoming king of Magadha. His capital was at Grivraj. The most important achievement of Shishunag was the destruction of the power of Avanti with its capital at Ujjain. This brought to an end the 100-year-old rivalry between Magadha and Avanti. Avanti became a part of the Magadha Empire and continued to be so till the end of the Magadhan rule. It is also noted that he shifted his capital to Vaishali. Kalashok was the son of Shishunag. He was also known as Kakvarn. Kalashok shifted the capital to Pataliputra. He conducted the second Buddhist council at Vaishali. He was killed in a palace revolution that brought the Nanda dynasty to the throne. Nanda dynasty. This was the first non-Kshatriya dynasty and it lasted from 345 BCE to 321 BCE. The first ruler was Mahapadmanand, who usurped the throne of Kalashok. Mahapadmanand is called the first historical emperor of India. He murdered Kalashok to become the king. His origin is not clear As per the Puranas, he was the son of the last Shishunag king from the Shudra woman. As per some Jain texts and Greek writer Curtius, he was the son of a barber and a courtesan. Thus, the Nandas were considered adharmic, those who don't follow the norms of dharma. Buddhist texts describe the Nandas as belonging to Anantakul, unknown lineage. His reign lasted for 28 years. He is also called Sarv Akshatriyantak, destroyer of all the Kshatriyas, and Ekrat, sole sovereign who destroyed all other ruling princes. The empire grew under his reign. It ran from the Kuru country in the north to the Godavari valley in the south and from Magad in the east to Narmada in the west. He conquered many kingdoms. He added Kalinga to Magad and brought the image of Jinn as a victory trophy. He also acquired Kaushal, which had probably rebelled against him, also called Ugrasen in Pali texts because of his large army. The Nandas were fabulously rich and enormously powerful. They maintained 2 lakh infantry, 60,000 cavalry and 6,000 war elephants. Such a huge army could be maintained only through an effective taxation system. Dhananand was the last Nand ruler. He referred to as Agrames or Xandrames in Greek texts. Alexander invaded northwestern India during his reign, but he could not proceed towards the Gangetic plains because of his army's refusal. Dhananand inherited a huge empire from his father. He possessed a standing army of 2 lakh infantry, 20,000 cavalry, 3,000 elephants and 2,000 chariots. He became a powerful ruler because of this. He is said to be one of the 8 or 9 sons of Mahapadmanand. He is credited with the invention of Nandopkramani. He became unpopular with his subjects owing to an oppressive way of extorting taxes. Also, his Shudra origins and an anti-Kshatriya policy led to a large number of enemies. Finally, he was overthrown by Chandragupta Maurya along with Chanakya, who took advantage of the public resentment and established the Mauryan Empire in Magad. Causes for the rise of Magad. Geographical factors. Magad was located on the upper and lower parts of the Gangetic Valley. It was located on the mainland route between West and East India. The area had fertile soil. It also received enough rainfall. Magad was enriched by rivers on 3 sides, the Ganga, Son and Champa, making the region impregnable to enemies. Both Rajgriha and Pataliputra were located in strategic positions. Economic factors. Magad had huge copper and iron deposits. Because of its location, it could easily control trade. Had a large population which could be used for agriculture, mining, building cities and in the army. The general prosperity of the people and the rulers was good. The mastery over Gangetic means economic hegemony. Ganga was important for trade in North India. With the annexation of Ang by Bimbisar, River Champa was added to the Magad Empire. Champa was important in the trade with Southeast Asia, Sri Lanka and South India. Cultural factors. Magadan society had an unorthodox character. It had a good mix of Aryan and non-Aryan people. The emergence of Jainism and Buddhism led to a revolution in terms of philosophy and thought. They enhanced liberal traditions. Society was not so much dominated by the Brahmins and many kings of Magad were low in origin. Political factors. Magad was lucky to have many powerful and ambitious rulers. They had strong standing armies. Availability of iron enabled them to develop advanced weaponry. They were also the first kings to use elephants in the army. The major kings also developed a good administrative system.
If you want to join online classes for UGC NET History, please contact us on venus.jain2607@gmail.com or WhatsApp number 84549313380. If you have liked the episode, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.